We're going to start now some in Shin Lamed Zayin. The din of Kibbutz Abayis sweeping the floor of the house with Dovish in the Meskavn. Mr. Brewer gives a Akdom introduction to the Simon. One, and maybe the first, of the Lamed Tes Melachos is Chirish, plowing. Someone who plows the field is trying to soften the ground in order that it should be easier to plant. It should be a better place to plant afterwards. Also, he's trying to flatten it out, place where there's ditches, he's trying to make even, place where there's a little mound of dirt, he's trying to make even, so that it should be nicer and should be easier to plant, easier to work with that field. Therefore, somebody who plows or digs or makes a ditch in the karak outside, or if there's a little bit of a mound and he flattens it, or if there's a little bit of a hole and he flattens it by filling it up, or anybody who straightens out gumais, if there's little grooves in the ground outside, in a place where it's royal is real, a place where somebody could technically plant, and he flattens and straightens it out, he's chayv mishum chirish. Anything you do to make the karka nicer and the place where you can plant is a total of chirish and chayv, even the kolshim, a small amount of karka is already sure to be chayv for this. Mishnah Berurah throws it in brackets, if it's in the house, that's not a place you can plant, there's no issue of chirish, but flattening out straight out the floor will be a problem with boinah because you fix the binyan. This way, you're fixing the house. And the Mechaber says of Aleph that something as Dovish and Meskavin is mutter, as long as it's not a psikresha. Mishnah Berurah brings a lashon Rambam. Dvar mutar m'laseisim b'Shabbos. Things that in and of themselves the mutter do on Shabbos. Of a shas asiyos, and while you're doing them, evshar it's possible shatas beglom malacha acheres. Through them, another malacha will happen. Evshleitas, it's possible another malacha will not happen. Elohim Meskavin la'isim malacha. If you're not mechav for that malacha, it's mutter. In other words, if it's for sure that malacha is going to happen, that's called a psikresha. Psik reisha, v'lo yomos, you can cut off the head of the chicken, you think it's not going to die? So even if you're not machaven for it to die, when you cut off the head of the chicken, you're chayev as if you were machaven. Whatever the lumdus is, whether it's considered as if you obviously were really machaven, or even without kavana, since it's vadi going to happen, it's considered your maisa. But in any case, if it's for sure going to happen, you're chayev. But if it's not for sure it's going to happen, it's not psik reisha, nor are you machaven for that, so then it's mutter. A different example the Mechaber gives, Gur on a person could drag, he could schlep a mita, a bed, a kise, a chair, a salsa, a bench, outdoors, in the dirt. As long as not Mechaven to make a ditch, he's allowed to do it, because not Mechaven to make a ditch is not his intent, he's just trying to get the bed or the chair or the bench to the place where he needs it. And nor is it a psikresh that's going to happen, whether it's a big bench or a small bench. Mishnah Berurah explains whether it's a big bench, there'll be a big tirchuf if you have to carry on your shoulder, or even a small bench, a technique just carry on your shoulder, a small chair, there's no need to drag it. Still, it's mutter, it's not psikresha. If the Magen Avraham writes that if it's very big, then it'll be also that's a psikresha, that's going to make a chritz, it's going to make a ditch. In fact, even if the ground has shayish, has marble tiles, or any type of tile on it, it's going to be usser. In such a case, it's gzer merutzef otu in a merutzef. Merutzef means a floor that's tiled. In a merutzef means a dirt floor that's not tiled. In a place where the floor would not be tiled, it would be dirt. It would be also gzer b'psikresha. So even if it's tiled, it's also gzer derabanan otu because of a case where it's not tiled. So even if it's likely that you're going to make a ditch, as long as it's not psikresha, nor is your kavana, it's not a problem of chayrish. However, in a place where it is a psikresha, then it will be also, even if there's roots, even there's tiles, a xero other case where there's no tiles. Similarly, the Mechaber says you can rabbit, which really means you can sprinkle water on the floor of the house, even though you're not mechaven, even though it might cause the floor to get flat and get straightened out. Since your kavan is not lashvos gum, it's not trying to straighten out and flatten the floor. Your kavana is, on the old days, the floor got very dusty, even more so than nowadays. The dust will come out be very unpleasant. You sprinkle it somewhere on the floor of the house. It sounds similar to washing the floor of the house, but it's not the exact thing as washing the floor. Washing the floor, we'll see, is more chomer, more stricter halacha. We'll get to later on the simon as Hashem. You just sprinkle somewhere on the floor of the house that the dust shouldn't come up, it shouldn't be too dusty. So you know it's very likely that the uneven parts will get straightened out in the floor through the water that you're flattening the floor with and softening the offer and the avak with, the dirt and the dust. Still, it's mutter, because your kavana is just that the dirt and the dust should be coming up, not to flatten the floor, nor is it psikresha that's going to flatten the floor. And therefore, even if it's not tiled the floor, if it's a kagash in the merutzefes, still, it's going to be mutter.